May 11th, 2012. The Queensland fruit fly in New Zealand. One male Queensland fruit fly was found in a trap in Mount Roskill, Auckland this week. Biosecurity New Zealand is worried that there could be more of these insects. In the meantime, people who live in that area and nearby Avondale cannot take fruit out to other areas. Biosecurity is asking people to put all their fruit and vegetable rubbish in a special airtight bin. They must not compost the rubbish. The Queensland fruit fly is a terrible problem in parts of Australia, especially this year. It attacks over 100 different kinds of fruit and fruiting vegetables, like tomatoes, pumpkins, and eggplant. The female makes a very small hole in the skin of ripe fruit and lays her eggs inside the fruit. The maggots hatch and eat the fruit from the inside. Then they leave the fruit and drop down to the ground. The fruit looks good from the outside, but inside is mushy and brown. In many states of Australia, you are not allowed to carry fruit or vegetables, especially near fruit-growing areas. Growers are worried that travellers could bring the Queensland fruit fly into their area. Australia calls this the world's worst fruit pest. Growers say it costs $100 million in lost fruit and for chemicals to kill the fly. How did the Queensland fruit fly get into New Zealand? When you arrive in New Zealand, biosecurity checks luggage. Sometimes sniffer dogs sniff your bags, including your hand luggage. They can smell fruit. Anyone who tries to bring fruit into New Zealand has to pay a large fine. The other way that insects can get into New Zealand is from imported fruit. But New Zealand does not buy fruit from areas with Queensland fruit fly.